Mr. Collins, will you roll call, please?
Yes, ma'am. Mayor Martin.
Here.
Alderman Bryant.
Here.
Alderman Schultz.
Here.
Alderman Clark. Alderman Toler.
Here.
Mayor Quirrell.
Council to approve the consent agenda, council meeting minutes for February, court report for February, court receipts total $4,453 for the month, fire department minutes for February, fire expense $2,430 for the month, and the February financial report. So do y'all need a minute to look over those, or do we have a motion already?
Go ahead and make a motion.
Okay, Mr. Schultz makes the motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Council to approve the bills paid and to be paid.
I'll make a motion to pay the bills.
Do I have a second?
Yes, sir.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? They got to pay the bills. Okay, we're going to move early right into public participation. Mr. Dwayne, I'm sorry, I'm afraid I'll pronounce your last name wrong.
It's Brocious.
Thank you. Brocious, you and your wife, if you would like to come up and address council, we'd love to hear from you. And Brent, do we have a copy of the stuff they provided for us?
I forgot it.
Yeah, let me see. Going to get it. Yes. Come on. So the council can see what,
yes,
see what they've got.
Okay.
Oh, you got it.
Thank you for coming prepared.
Yes.
Here's the document. Okay. As they get started, I talked with Ms. Brosis earlier whenever we had our lovely winter storm. And unfortunately, they're in a place in town where nobody wants to claim their road. Nobody at all. So Special Road District had the subdivision, is that correct? They have the subdivision behind
No.
them? No.
No.
Who has that?
Some guy named Arliss.
So Special Road District's not taking care of that subdivision. This gentleman named Arliss is taking care of it, and he stops before he gets to their house. And so they have a document here showing where that piece of property, the street in front of them, became the property of the city of Thayer.
Just the last, like, 75 yards from Carpenter, 75 yards down, roughly, and then it turns into county.
Okay. Can you see that there, Ms. Janice, on
yes.
the map I gave you?
Yes.
So, one of the situations that we, I had talked to them about was that the city doesn't maintain dirt roads. So I found it really unusual that that had been signed over to us, but we need to be able to tell these folks what we can or cannot do for them. And did you do some research on the paperwork, Mr. Nelson?
No, I don't. I'm sorry. I'm not familiar with this situation. Or is this the one that you're
asking?
Yes,
the one I asked you about.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, so I don't know. I don't know that that question was ever answered. But normally, when those roads are done, is yeah. I understand that there was at least an attempted dedication, but normally the council would have had to have actually accepted
they did.
It by
it
a resolution.
Right there in front
did
of it.
Okay.
Yeah, and it has it's also notarized, mm-hmm. I noticed.
The mayor signed it for the city planning and for city council, and the city clerk signed it in 2020, or 2000, right?
It was 2000. So it was approved the 8th day of August 2000 by the Planning Commission of the City of Thayer, Missouri. And I didn't realize they were still active then. We've got the first one we've had in many years. And then it said it was approved this 8th day of August 2000 by Mark Arnold, Chairman. It was accepted the 8th day of August by the Board of Aldermen, Noble Will Banks, Mayor, and Rosella Simpson, City Clerk. So they did the official paperwork.
Do you feel like there might could be more documentation on the city side? I haven't found it, but that they would have to pave that before we maintained it?
Well, what the ordinance book, and Ms. Janice might can correct me on this because her memory and recall sometimes better than mine. The ordinance book has always, the main thing I remember it says about streets is that when somebody builds a new street, that once they build it, once they pave it, the city maintains it. And so that's the language that's in there a lot, and that's part of what I was saying to you all. That can't be ours, it's a short road. So, but if this is what they have done and made it officially ours, then I feel like the council needs to make a decision, you know, how to go forward and help these folks. Because
we've talked to the county, and they say it's not their responsibility. They are special, said, this is kind of like playing telephone.
Mm-hmm.
That you get a little piece from this one, and you kind of, getting a coherent timeline is not always possible. They're like, no, we won't do it because somebody back in the day said that it didn't meet our specifications for Thayer Special to take it. Mm-hmm. But something about easements. Now, I don't know if the easement part of it, because there was discussion, like I said, from what I understand, back in the day, right, about wanting to take the county part of it all the way up to 142. And they needed the easement to do that. The people who had the easement that they had to get it from said, yeah, we'll do it for an ungodly amount of money. And the county said, no, we're not going to do that. Well, that still leaves that 75 yards. Was that us too? And in 2021, Arliss went to my Cross the Street neighbors, and I'm assuming Miss Glennie's heirs, mm-hmm, and said, look, we've got to take easement or we're going to lose the school bus route and mail delivery. My Cross the Street neighbors, yes, said yes. I'm assuming Miss Glennie's kids did too, because the easement was taken. But the school bus route...
I can confirm she's right about that, because I talked to the county about that. You know, remember when I called for you and they,
yeah,
told me the very same thing. They said an easement has been taken. The road is suitable size now, because they had first said it wasn't big enough. So the county is where these documents came from. So, and we do need to do some research and pull our own records there.
Part of my issue with this is the school buses run on it. I don't have kids, neither is my cross street neighbor, but those school buses run and that road's not safe.
Right.
When it gets, okay, because there's no gravel on it anymore, it's all mud basically, and it's slick.
Okay, can I
now the bus that? Drivers are.
I'm the bus transportation director for school buses.
Mm-hmm.
I've dealt with this already because I tried to get somebody in there to trim these trees, all of them in that subdivision there.
The subdivision is county.
All that subdivision.
Everything from the edge of my property down. Yeah, and we'll, is county, yeah.
And what I was told, that subdivision, when it was put together with no county help at all. Then they didn't want any county help to take care of the roads,
mm-hmm,
or
so,
anything.
See, what I learned was that somebody paid Arliss, like, I don't know, $2,500 back in the day,
yeah,
to maintain the subdivision part of it. And he keeps to his word because he stops right there.
Yeah, that hill is bad.
That's
on county, or on the subdivision where the road actually is bad.
Now the buses, when the roads are really bad, the buses take Morningside back.
Right.
Well, Morningside is in the same position we're in. That,
yes,
for, I'm assuming it's roughly 75 yards, is city, but Arliss maintains that 75 yards. He doesn't maintain Southwest.
That's not very nice.
Well, the reason he doesn't, because the hill's going to take a lot of work, and he probably doesn't have the equipment to fix that road the way it needs to be repaired.
Well, the hill is beyond us. That's his job,
right,
anyway.
Yeah,
right.
He'll take care of it.
But when we first moved in, he
I
was...
I didn't say that.
He was taking care of the whole street,
okay,
up to the stop sign. But he quit doing that.
And
evidently the money ran out.
To be real frank, he quit doing it when we told him he couldn't take the gravel that we paid, us and our cross street neighbor, redid our driveways, and he came up and took gravel down
here. I can understand that.
And we said, you're not going to do that.
Well, see, because I had issues, because I needed trees cut.
Yeah.
Because it was knocking lights off my buses.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my.
And they said they're their trees, they wasn't going to do nothing with it.
What's your street name, huh?
Southwest Drive.
Yeah, Southwest Drive. You know where those are at over there? There's seven.
Do you know where Miss Glennie's house is? That's always the easiest way to tell people where my house is that it was Miss Glennie's house.
And it was not, county didn't take it, special road didn't take it. So they're just right at the front of it, and the gentleman that's maintaining it for the subdivision doesn't maintain theirs. And the reason being is because it was given to the city.
And during the,
but he maintained it until what year?
He maintained it until about 2-3 years ago when we redid our driveways. But like I said, he got mad when we told him he couldn't take our gravel. I'm assuming he did. I've never spoken to the man.
In this last winter, with the snowstorm and all, we had an ice skating rink in front of our property.
It was difficult to get out, and there were cars that slid from Southwest clear out into Carpenter.
Right.
And the same thing happens with mud.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the metal culverts becoming exposed too.
On Carpenter.
I didn't know this was ours.
No, on the corner.
But whenever the weather got bad, she and I visited, and I started making calls to county, and I got the very same things she's gotten, you know, from county. No, we don't maintain that. That road became yours. And so we need to figure out how we can help these folks out. I'm going to tell you, paving is so costly.
And the city's broke. I get it.
Right. Well, bless our hearts. I don't know if we call us completely broke, but it just kind of rotates. It comes right in.
You're having to make Lincoln scream before you turn loose the penny.
That's
again.
Right. That's right. Yeah. But, you know, we can at least probably start with putting some gravel down to help out, don't you think?
And make sure the culvert doesn't wash out.
Make sure the culvert doesn't wash out, and then let the council talk and advise and see what we can do about, you know, going a bit further with it, see if we can find a way to put some asphalt in there.
Well, talking about, like I said, I don't have kids, but if I did, I wouldn't let them on the school bus on that road, because bus drivers are great, don't get me wrong. They do not put those kids in danger, any harm's way, anything.
Right.
I'm not saying anything like that. But coming off the mud to hit that hill, that's scary.
Right, right. And it's just sad that we've got places that, you know, no one's maintaining. But we'll see what we can do, and we'll get back with you early this next week.
I'll talk
to my street guys, see how long it would take. Maybe get some gravel out there,
see what
we've got.
Thank you.
And then I'll let council take it under advisement, and we'll try to give you a timeline if there's anything else we can do.
Hopefully we can do some asphalt, big money, but we'll
see what we can do.
Well, I understand that the ultimate goal will be asphalt, and I also understand y'all have a priorities list, and that's...
Right, and we've got to maintain, of course, we'll check into our ordinances
and
see how we can make it work right.
Yep. Thank y'all.
Did you want to say something?
No, I
anybody have any...
apologize for being like that.
Okay. It happens. Life happens. Anybody have any questions? Anybody need anything else?
Is that acceptable to you for us to maybe try to put gravel and see how that helps?
It is. My preference would be for it to be paved so that the city can maintain it just like they do everything else. But like I said, I understand that this is a stopgap and you're trying to help, and it takes money, and money does not grow on trees.
Right. Well, and a lot of it's timing too. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so hopefully we can work some things out with you, and we'll stay in touch.
Maybe I appreciate
you. Stay in touch with us.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Thank you.
We appreciate you coming and being prepared with your documents.
Oh, thank you.
So it's been ours for 26 years.
Can somebody isn't that great? Can somebody make a motion that we go out there with gravel, please?
I'll make a motion.
Mr. Clark made a motion for us to see if we could get some gravel out there. Can I have a second?
Yeah, I'll second.
What are we gravel? Can I have our rows out to start the steps or just see what
the
steps are?
Well, it must be packed and real slippery and it's muddy. I think they're having trouble. Is it downhill?
It's not part of pasture house, it's all muddy.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah,
we
but
need
we
the street
don't that's not
for,
yeah, that's not our part past them. Street department.
He Mr. said that's good.
Mr. Clark wants to add that to his motion. He wants to amend his motion to say that he wants the street department to go out and assess.
Yeah. I'll second that.
Any, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, you should see some action on your street at some point here, real soon.
I'll be on my front porch.
What's the name of the street? It's not
Southwest
called Southwest
Drive.
It's Southwest Drive. It's Southwest Drive. Morningstar.
Morningstar. That's the one.
Morningside.
Okay.
Morningside. Yeah. I always get those mixed up and think Sundowner's over there too, and it's a not.
Oh, Sundowner is over there too.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Is it?
is it southwest? It's on down. Turn to morning.
No, no, southwest and morning side are parallel.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Southwest.
Well, it curves around and
and eventually ties in down southwest in the county.
Okay.
But it's we tee into Carpenter.
Right.
And my house is right there at Carpenter and Southwest.
Yeah, I think I remember. I think I remember your one.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
New business. Council to approve the week of April 13th for spring cleanup.
What does that involve as far as they bring it out to the curb and pick it up, or they bring it down to the...
Both.
They get... Both. In the spring, they do get curbside pickup, but our guys do the curbside.
Mm-hmm.
The trash department brings in the dumpsters, and we're going to try to get lots of information out about this because I've kind of had a little extra grace and let some stuff go, but I am hoping that we'll get a lot cleaned up for this spring cleanup. I'm hoping whenever we come through that you'll be able to tell things have changed, and we got a lot of work to do there. The dumpsters that they'll be placing, they're going to be placing them at the street department again as well. And I've had several people tell me that they feel like we should do dumpsters monthly. For one cleanup, our dumpsters cost us $10,000 to $12,000. So we can't afford to have those dumpsters out monthly. So we really want to get this day out so people can be prepared for that. So that would be the full week. They usually bring them, Brent, like on the Sunday before.
And the Friday before and the Monday after.
And the Monday after. So you get a little bit more than a week.
So
you've
got 5 days, the week out of the 13th?
Well, they'll drop it Friday the 10th or 11th, and they'll pick it up the next Monday.
So is it behind the locked gates?
It will be. So
until Monday morning, then it opens up? Is that how it works? Or do people go there anytime during the weekend?
No. So what the street department would do, since it's been over there and since we got the gates up, they usually open the dumpster at 6 and close the dumpster at 6.
Even on the weekend?
Well, I mean, that's a 12-hour gap, but I mean, we're
going to have to reconsider that.
Yeah.
If we want people to clean up, they need access to the dumpsters.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're going to have to reconsider that.
Is better than middle of the night. Might get some people from Mammoth come up there taking advantage of the situation.
The main thing we want is a clean city.
Yes.
And if people can't get access to the dumpster, mm-hmm. we definitely need to discuss that and make sure that they're going to be able to get
yes.
those gates.
Have a list of what they can take?
Yeah, well, we will.
No paints, no.
Right.
No electronics. Paint, no tires,
yes.
no electronics.
We'll blow that up on Facebook and try to get something posted on the gate.
Maybe, yeah, something by the gate.
Yeah.
Case of
what about toilets?
You can do toilets.
There's a lot of them around that.
Yes.
Sitting next to the road.
Is there any electronic? Is there anybody we could get to come do electronic at the same time?
SCOCOG hasn't done that yet. SCOCOG plans all that, and I haven't heard anything.
They did it.
But it has been skewed more to the fall on the electronics.
Okay.
But the TVs, you know, they say no TVs, but you can do flat screen TVs. You just can't do old tube televisions. They will take more modern TVs. So,
what if we shoot them out first? Look at that.
They got a lot of chemicals.
I got one over there.
Can I get
where
a motion
I can do with
for
this
spring cleanup, please?
Motion for spring cleanup, please.
Yeah, I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Council to approve moving forward with a loan for the outer road project. Oh my goodness. Okay. Can I talk before we get a motion?
Absolutely.
We are to the point with the Jordan's project that it's getting really exciting. It's time for us to see that place open up. But we're also at a crossroads for the city where it's scary and a difficult time. Because just like with any project anyone starts, any building anyone does, there's costs that you do not expect involved. So when I became mayor, we were thinking if we had $150,000 that we could pave that road, and that would be pretty good, and we'd be able to get it done. Brent, would you tell them where we're at with that now? What kind of money we're looking at?
Yeah, with the paving and the road cost, and then we're about $550,000.
So, as you can see, this is part of the challenge of trying to grow. We've taken off a big bite to chew. And so, that being said, we are committed with following through It is not my inclination. I do not like to have loans, but we are going to have to do this. We've got a portion of that money. What do we have set aside, Brent?
We've had to pay for some stuff, so
I like to be totally transparent. We had about $150,000.
Yeah, we have probably just a little under that, but more than 100. It's somewhere in the middle.
Somewhere between $100,000 and $150,000. So as you can tell, we've got a pretty good deficit there. So we have started proceedings with a bank loan, and we have also discussed, in case of an emergency, a line of credit with the bank. What we're asking for here is for council to approve the first loan moving forward on the Outer Road project, and that loan is in the neighborhood of
$180,000.
Mm-hmm. So it's a $180,000 loan that we're making the motion for tonight. But I want you all to understand that we may have to come back to the table in order to get the project complete. Yes, Bob?
The money that's there, industrial development, is that factored in there?
Yes.
Okay, so you've already counted that.
Yes.
So this
yes.
is overage on top
yes.
of that.
Yes. Well, you got to realize, too, this road has to be 4 inches thick.
Yeah.
And so the gravel lay cost a whole lot more than what we had originally, we had originally prepared. And to be honest with you, little cities like this are not developers.
Well, if you don't do it halfway, then you'll be doing it again.
Right. So. If we do it wrong, it'll cause problems for the future, and we don't want to do that. But
what about the road on the old? On the backside, back
that's
there.
With all that.
That's
too.
With all of it.
That's with the
to meet MoDOT's road.
All right. old highway back there.
Yes.
That's so what
that will include. That.
Yes, this will go all the way around.
That's good.
This will go all the way around.
Is there a name for that road?
Well, that's another discussion that we've got to have, because there's been so many. That's another road, like our friends back here.
I think we should
it was the road no one wanted. Yeah, I called Logan's dad. He worked for MoDOT for many years, and Jed was able to clear things up for me. The county said, "Up, that's not ours. That's special." Special said, "Up, that's not ours. That I don't know whose that is. I don't maintain it. We don't maintain it." Well, Jed maintained it for MoDOT for many years, but when Jed retired, nobody wanted it, so nobody did it. So by proxy,
it's ours.
We got that one too. So
63 that way.
Yes. And the other thing that we have talked about, you know, MoDOT has been calling that the Adams Road up there. Well, we have two other Adams Roads in town. And I know that the idea of that was to pay honor to the Adams family that we got that from. So I asked Phyllis if they had any other desire, because we already had Adams Roads. And they really would like the Western Store remembered. They like the idea of Western Store trail or lane or road or whatever we want to call it, if the council wants to take that under advisement. So as you can see, we've got lots of roads, road gifting going on here, but that's where we're at. We also found out from MoDOT, and I'm just going to go ahead and share this so you know, we are also responsible for some lighting that we did not originally know that we're responsible for. So that's where we are, and that's why we're asking for loans. I don't want people to misunderstand and think that I'm a mayor that wants to run the city on loans.
Yeah.
But at this point, we've got to have some help to get through this time.
Lighting be at the access, that works kind of off of 63.
Yes, and we don't know for sure what to expect with that. I know Dustin and Brent have looked into that. If we can put light poles up and good lights, that's one thing, but now if MoDOT has specifications, we may be in a different boat with that. So we're just kind of on a wait and see, and you know, we're just thankful we got the permit this week.
Yeah.
So council, that is conversation from me. Would someone like to make a motion to move forward this, and then after you have a second, council can discuss?
I'll make the motion.
Stephen Clark made a motion. Do I have a second?
I have a question back here.
Okay, just a moment, please. Let's get our second, and then we'll discuss.
Oh.
Okay. We got a motion and a second. Okay, now we can have discussion. Yes.
Is it silly to ask terms and how we're going to repay this and what we're looking at to generate?
I'll let you have.
It's not silly to ask, and you know that I'm going to answer you as honestly as I possibly can. But basically what it will be is that we will be making payments on the loan, just like you'd be making payments on a home loan monthly. And it will come from revenue that we get from Enterprise, electric, water, and for taxes, because that's what we have to live on.
Any chance of grants or anything?
The grants that we are in the process of doing now will be on the city infrastructure and for the city. We've already exhausted grants on the Jordans project from the beginning. Where was the one? Help me with that. The people that first provided grant money for us came from Scopo.
DRA.
DRA. Yeah. We've had a DRA grant on that project up there. These kind of projects are very costly. You know, it's a very costly thing, but in order to help the city move forward, something had to be done. And so I'm thankful for the project. I just don't want anybody to be unclear that it's not without its challenges and that we are doing the best we can to be good stewards of the city's money, but we will be making payments on that.
Well, this time, too, we've got to get all this stuff done so we can sell it a lot.
Yes.
If we sell it a lot, that money will go toward the loans.
Yep.
And Mr. Bryant's right. There are ten 1-acre lots, but that can be divided into fourths, into halves or whatever. We do have people interested. And so when we sell the lots, we have to consider not only replacing the money we've spent, but we have to maintain the road, the water, the sewer. We have to maintain the infrastructure. So the prices of the lots will have to be based on all those variables. The other thing is, once Jordans gets up and gets going, there will be some tax revenue generated there, and that will help. Yep. So I don't want this to just sound completely bleak. I just want to be honest with you that it's going to be a minute. It's going to take us a minute to get everything going. Yes.
Two questions. So you got 125 and 180. So there's 245,000 to get to that 550. Where's this coming from? How are we going to get to that?
Well, we're going to get a loan from the bank for the cap.
I thought you were just getting it for 180, though.
Well, this is the first loan.
Okay.
And you remember, I told you we were going to work on the line of credit. If we can work with the bank on the line of credit, then if we don't need $550,000, we won't spend all of that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Instead of just going to the bank and saying, give us $500,000, we're trying to do this where we won't spend as much. Go ahead.
Give an example on that. So the next thing is the PACE construction cost. It is tonnage. It's an estimate. And they estimated 6 inches of that whole road. And the construction guy told me today that it'll most likely be 5 to 5.5 true on most of the road. It won't actually be a true 6 inches. So your tonnage is going to come way down, so that could fall $50,000 off the total. Right. You know, we just don't know.
It's hard to give any solid figures because we're dealing with variables as they build and as they go.
Is there any way to revenue from Jordans for a certain period of time to go back?
There's no way to know what kind of revenue will generate from Jordans. So Jordans, normally the revenue that would come from there would fall under gas tax. And anything that falls under gas tax is money to pave your roads. And so most of what we're going to see from Jordans will be for that specific thing.
We invested in the payoff of that.
Yes, ma'am, we sure did. Whenever that whole thing went down, whenever Jordans paid us, $150,000 went back to pay the first loan off that we bought the land with. So there was some money that went back against that original debt. Did you want to say something, Alex? Did I say something wrong?
I was just saying
pay down, okay.
Yeah, I just didn't know.
He said it too.
Yeah,
we want it to be... Want it to be accurate as it can be. But anyway, I also want people to feel informed and feel like that we don't have anything to hide. We're doing the best we can there. And hopefully it will be great when the taxes are generated. Hopefully we'll come back with all exciting, wonderful news and can maybe put something special in the pavement in front of our friend's house. Maybe we'll have something to work with. We don't now. So does anybody else, council, you have any discussion that you would like to have about this before we vote?
Well, I'd just like to say, Mr. Underwood, for decades, everybody's worried about maybe what's happening right now. All we can do is remain positive and hopeful. And if 10 more businesses go up there in the next 10 years, we're going to generate the money that we're hoping for. And that's all I'm doing is trying to it's going to happen.
Keep the city going,
you know.
Give us some new things for the future. Yes, ma'am. Miss Carol.
Just a question. When the whole, because I know you weren't here, but when the whole Jordan thing was discussed, and what was the predicted revenue? Does anybody who was here during that time know? Because I'm sure that we looked at that.
Can you tell me what you remember?
It's really hard to project something like that. It is a belief that the gas tax could astronomically go up because we don't have any true diesel pumps in the city of Thayer as it stands right now. And that would offer that. And now, is it going to be $40,000 a month? Don't know. That's something that we don't know. But it will increase sales tax revenue as well. You just don't know. It's hard to know those projections.
The convenience stores.
They didn't tell us what they would project. But I mean, they just didn't give that information to us.
And of course, I think, Carol, they were looking at, there'll be jobs there. Mm-hmm. There, you know, we're going to generate, how many jobs did they tell us?
35
jobs, which brings revenue into the city. And then your gas tax. And of course, they have things they'll sell there in the store and food. And we do have two or three very interested folks getting ready to look towards getting started up there. Mm-hmm. So, if we can get those businesses started, I think that will help a lot. But this is the worst thing about tax, it's an unknown. And you know, it looks like before we get anything going, they may stop some of the taxes that we get in the first place on the Senate level. So you just do the best you can there and hope for growth, hope for good things. Okay, guys, let's vote. All in favor of going forward with $80,000 loan, $108,000 loan?
Aye.
Any opposed? Council to approve Pace construction bid for the outer road project. Grant, what is that bid, please?
That bid is $239,320.
Do I have a motion to accept that bid?
Do you want me to talk about the other bid?
Sure.
Okay, so we reached out to Moark Paving, and they would have to get all of their asphalt from Pace. So whenever we got their bid, it was $339,000. It was another additional $100,000 because they had to buy it from Pace. Mm-hmm.
Pace is the only place that makes asphalt.
Yes, that's local.
They have the monopoly.
Yes.
Can I ask you a question on that? Is Pace also wants to in Jordan?
Yes.
That's what this bid is for, Bob.
Or you meant the Jordan's parking lot?
Yeah,
and stuff
Jordan's
too.
Parking
yes.
lot. It's the same
yes,
company.
They're all coming down to the same thing.
Well, that's our best bid, man.
That's our best bid.
Well, I'll second.
Sounds like I like spending money, doesn't it?
Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Council to approve putting an advertisement in the paper to hire a City Hall employee. Can we get a motion and perhaps a second so we can discuss?
Motion.
Do I have
a second?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I thought we only had to have one.
I was worried there.
I thought we did a second after something.
Yeah, I could. And then we could just go right on.
We lost two, right?
We did. We lost our utility billing clerk, Deb. She retired. We had lost another employee in the office, Lauren. And we have Miss Mallory, who's doing a great job. We have Miss Vivian, who's been with us and doing a great job, and Brent. But they're tripping over each other. They're running into each other in there. And it's just, I'll come in the afternoon and everybody's hair's on fire because they're so busy. The amount of work and the workloads that have been added since we started Jordan's and since I became mayor has put a lot on our employees. The thought process with this, and it's going to depend on council's decision, looking at the money, we haven't had those two employees for a little bit. One of them we haven't had for several months. We need to put an employee in City Hall that can do correspondence for us, who can help get the ordinance book updated, can get our trash and derelict property letters out for us. That's where we're really having a hard time. So we can't afford an employee because we had lost two employees, replaced only one. So I had got a motion and a second. Any discussion from council, anything anybody wants to ask? Okay, do I have a vote? All in favor?
No.
Any opposed? Okay. Council to approve the court clerk to attend the annual MECA conference in May. Miss Vivian needs to go get educated.
It's pretty much required, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Make a motion.
Who seconded it?
Steven.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any opposed? Okay. Council to approve adding a city administrator ordinance. For anybody that wants to see one, there is a copy down here on the front of the table. And before I ask for a motion and a second, I will explain. City Affairs government for many, many years has had a mayor and the Board of Aldermen, a city clerk, and a tax collector. We have never had in our government makeup an administrator. What has brought this to the forefront is after I left the city as city clerk in 2018, there were a lot of changes. And as things went on and Brent eventually moved into the city clerk's position, Brent's position expanded and he became an overseer of the work crews out in the workforce. We saw a big change in the city among our workers, and it was a positive change. But now that we have new construction going on, it's not unusual for him to be called away from City Hall 2 to 3 times a day when things when things happen. With me being your mayor, I'm still not quite to retirement age yet and have to work another job. And so Brent has been being our city administrator for several years, but he's not got that title because we don't have that title in our ordinance book. This would, if this happens, if this is at council's pleasure, and it has to be the council's pleasure, if we move to a city administrator ordinance, then that additional help in City Hall will most likely become a city clerk for the simple fact that we need trained people who know the Missouri law to help take care of the ordinance books and the paperwork in the office. This would be two people in City Hall that had that backup. When Janice and I were together in City Hall, she was my backup. She was the tax clerk or tax collector and had a whole office full of revised Missouri stats. And she'd pull a book down, she'd say, now wait a minute, let's look here in this book. And she helped take care of that. And that's a big burden lifted off of your other personnel in the office if you have people who know what we can and can't do by law. So this is a consideration. I've been here for a year almost. I wanted to watch it and see what would happen. April meeting, I will have completed my first year. And so my biggest desire as your mayor is I want to do things that are good for the city, that will improve things in the city and move things forward for the future. And I feel like this is a very positive thing if council wants to vote for this to go. And so that's where we're at now. I will leave it up to the council if someone would like to make a motion to accept adding the city ordinance that makes the city administrator part of our government. I would like a motion, please.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second that.
So do I need to read it before we do anything else?
Yes, it's a very long read.
Get some water.
Everybody settle in. And if you would like to get a copy to read along, because everything is spelled out in this ordinance.
It's like 5 pages.
You got to do it 3 times?
No.
I got to do it twice by caption, once in entirety. So the twice by caption should go quick. Okay. Council Bill 2026-5, Ordinance 2026-6. An ordinance creating the Office of City Administrator, appointment, tenure, qualifications for office, bond, compensation, removal from office, duties, powers, interference by members of the City Council, severance clause, repeal of conflicting ordinances, and effective date. Council Bill 2026-5, Ordinance 2026-6. An ordinance creating the Office of City Administrator, appointment, tenure, qualifications for office, bond, compensation, removal from office, duties, powers, interference by members of the City Council, severance clause, repeal of conflicting ordinances, and effective date. Council Bill 2026-5, Ordinance 2026-6. An ordinance creating the Office of City Administrator, appointment, tenure, qualifications for office, bond, compensation, removal from office duties, powers, interference by members of the City Council, severance clause, repeal of conflicting ordinances, and effective date. Be it ordained by the City Council of the City of Thayer, State of Missouri as follows. Section 1, Office of City Administrator. There is hereby created and established the Office of City Administrator for the City of Thayer, Missouri. Section 2, appointment and tenure. A qualified person shall be appointed City Administrator for the City of Thayer by the Mayor. Such appointment shall be approved by the majority of the City Council. The person appointed shall serve for an indefinite term. Section 3, qualifications. The person appointed to the Office of City Administrator shall be at least 25 years of age and shall have equivalent qualifications and experience in financial, administration, and or public relations field. Section 4, bond. The City Administrator, before entering upon the duties of his office, shall file with the City a bond in the amount of $50,000. Such bond shall be approved by the City Council, and such bond shall ensure the City of Thayer for the faithful and honest performance of the duties of the City of Thayer and for rendering a full and proper account to the City of Thayer for funds and property that shall come into possession or control of the City Administrator. The cost of such bond shall be paid by the City of Thayer. However, should the City Administrator be covered by a blanket bond to the same extent, such individual bond shall not be required. Section 5, compensation. The City Administrator shall receive such compensation as may be determined from time to time by the City Council, and such compensation shall be payable semi-monthly. Section 6, removal of City Administrator. The City Administrator shall serve at the pleasure of the appointing authority. The Mayor, with the consent of the majority of the City Council, may remove the City Administrator from office at will, and such City Administrator may also be removed by a vote of the City Council independently of the Mayor's approval or disapproval. If requested, the Mayor and City Council shall grant the City Administrator a public hearing within 30 days following notice of such removal. During the interim, the Mayor, with the approval of the majority of the City Council or by the vote of City Council without the Mayor's approval, may suspend the City Administrator from duty, but shall continue his salary for 2 calendar months following the final removal date. Provided, however, that if the City Administrator shall be removed for acts of dishonesty or acts of moral turpitude, such salary shall not be continued. Section 7, Duties. Part A, Administrative Officer. The City Administrator shall be the Chief Administrative Assistant to the Mayor, and as such shall be the Administrative Officer of the City Government. Except as otherwise specified by ordinance or by the law of the State of Missouri, the City Administrator shall coordinate and generally supervise the operation of all departments of the City of Thayer. Part B, Purchasing. The City Administrator shall be purchasing agent for the City of Thayer, and all purchases amounting to less than $500 shall be made under his direction and supervision. And all such purchases shall be made in accordance with the purchasing rules and procedures approved by the City Council. Part C, Budget. The City Administrator shall be the Budget Officer of the City of Thayer and shall assemble estimates of the financial needs and resources of the City for each ensuing year and shall prepare a program of activities with the financial power of the City, embodying in it a budget document with proper supporting schedules and an analysis to be proposed to the Mayor and City Council for their final approval. D, Financial Reports. The City Administrator shall make monthly reports to the Mayor and City Council relating to the financial condition of the City. Such reports shall show the financial condition of the City in relation to the budget. Part E, Annual Report. The City Administrator shall prepare and present to the Mayor and City Council an annual report of the City's affairs, including in such report a summary of reports of department heads and such other reports as the Mayor and City Council may require. Part F, Personnel System. The City Administrator shall act as the personnel officer of the City and shall recommend an appropriate position classification system and pay plan to the Mayor and City Council. The city administrator, after consultation with the department's head, shall approve advancements and appropriate pay increases within the approved pay plans and position classification system. The city administrator shall have the power to appoint and remove, in accordance with the personnel system regulations approved by the city council, all subordinate employees of the city of Thayer. The city administrator shall make recommendations of appointments and removal of department heads. Part G, policy formulation. The city administrator shall recommend to the mayor and the city council adoption of such measures as he may deem necessary or expedient for the health, safety, or welfare of the city, or for the improvement of administrative services for the city. Part H, city council agenda. The city administrator shall submit to the mayor and city council a proposed agenda for each council meeting at least 48 hours before the time of the regular council meeting. Section I, parts, boards and committees. The city administrator shall work with all city boards and committees to help coordinate the work of each. Section J, attend city council meetings. The city administrator shall attend all meetings of the city council. K, bid specifications. The city administrator shall supervise the preparation of all bid specifications for services and equipment and receive sealed bids for presentations to the city council. L, state and federal aid programs. The city administrator shall coordinate federal and state programs that may have applications to the city of Thayer. M, conference attendance. The city administrator shall attend state and regional conferences and programs applicable to his office and the business of the city of Thayer whenever such attendance is directed and approved by the city council and mayor. Press releases. The city administrator shall be responsible for keeping the public informed on the purposes and methods of city government through all available news media. O, record keeping. The city administrator shall keep full and accurate records of all actions taken by him in the course of his duties, and he shall safely and properly keep all records and papers belonging to the city of Thayer and entrusted to his care. All such records shall be and remain the property of the city of Thayer and be open to inspection by the mayor and city council at all times. P, miscellaneous. In addition to foregoing duties, the city administrator shall perform all duties or functions prescribed by the mayor and city council. Section 8, powers. Part A, city property. The city administrator shall have responsibility for all real and personal property of the city of Thayer. He shall have responsibility for all inventories of such property and for the upkeep of all such property. Personal property may be sold by the city administrator only with the approval of the city council. Real property may be sold only with the approval of city council by resolution or ordinance. B, set administrative policies. The city administrator shall have the power to prescribe such rules and regulations as he shall deem necessary or expedient for the conduct of administrative agencies subject to his authority. And he shall have the power to revoke, suspend, or amend any rule or regulation of the administrative service except those prescribed by the city council. C, coordinate departments. The city administrator shall have the power to coordinate the work of all departments of the city, and at time of emergency shall have authority to assign the employees of the city to any department where they are needed for the most effective discharge of the functions of city government. D, investigate and report. The city administrator shall have the power to investigate and to examine or inquire into the affairs or operation of any department of the city under his jurisdiction and shall report on any condition or fact concerning the city government requested by the mayor or city council. E, coordinate officials. The city administrator shall have the power to overrule any action taken by a department head and may supersede him in the function of his office. F, appear before the city council. The city administrator shall have the power to appear before and address the city council at any meeting. G, at no time shall the duties or powers of the city administrator supersede the action by the mayor and city council. Section 9, interference by members of the city council. No member of the city council shall directly interfere with the conduct of any department or duties of employees subordinate to the city administrator except at the express direction of the city council or with the approval of the city administrator. 10. Section 10. Severance clause. The provisions of this ordinance are declared to be severable, and if any section, sentence, clause, or phrase of the ordinance shall for any reason be held invalid or unconstitutional, such decision shall not affect the validity of the remaining sections, sentences, clauses, and phrases of this ordinance, but they shall remain in effect, it being the legislative intent of the city council, and this ordinance shall stand notwithstanding the invalidity of any part. Section 11, repeal of ordinances in conflict. All ordinances or parts of ordinances in conflict with this ordinance are hereby repealed Section 12, effective date. This ordinance shall take effect and be in full or in force from and after its passage and approval. Passed the 17th day of March 2026 by the City Council of Thayer, Missouri.
Can you read that again?
I'm good.
Thank you for reading all of that for us. So basically that will put him over day-to-day duties, but the City Council still remains in charge as far as decisions are made. He cannot supersede the City Council as a governing body altogether.
Mm-hmm. Only thing, sir, is the commission.
Mm-hmm. But you're welcome to discuss and tell us your concerns.
Okay, the police department is very specialized.
And, yes, it is.
And there are many PhDs in there.
He is.
Right.
He will still be here.
And I know these two will work together. Fine.
Yeah.
In the future,
that might not be the case. And not for me, you know, or that. But what if your police chief isn't, you know? And that's what you got to think about, too. Be careful what you limit. Because I'm not going to overstep on Daryl. Daryl knows that. Daryl can manage his stuff. But we do work together, you know.
And I know that this is going to thrill all of you. Ordinances can be changed, repealed, and updated. That's an ongoing process for the city. But it needs to be a council's pleasure. If you all want a clause put in there about that, that's your decision to do that.
At this point, I don't think it's necessary. Just a concern.
If there's anything you all want to change, that's at your pleasure.
On the last page, on section 9, what it's saying is, if I see a city employee on the outside not doing something right, I can't really go correct him until I come to the council, and the council gives me permission to say it.
Or me.
Or
me. Okay. Because by ordinance, you don't have the authority without these guys with you.
Do I have that now?
No.
Right now you do. Okay. But whenever we adjourn, you don't. Yeah.
No, right now during council meeting, this is when we have authority.
That's right. You have authority when the four of you are together.
Yes.
Okay. You do not have authority as individuals alone.
Well, that's what I did.
Have to act together as a council.
Yes.
Okay. So we need a motion.
We have a motion, and we have a second. Now we're voting. Mm-hmm. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. And I put on here, council discuss possible recommendations for the planning and zoning. I don't believe we have any tonight. They will have a meeting on Thursday and meet. So if everyone, yes, they will be meeting here on Thursday night.
Yeah, the recommendations that were made at the last meeting.
I don't have anything printed, Ms. Carroll.
Okay, so we're supposed to print those.
Yes, ma'am. I have to have actual recommendations written, and I may not have been clear enough on that, but can you help me?
We thought as long as we had it in the minutes that it was carried forward.
Okay. Do we have minutes to vote on tonight for you? Do we have any minutes?
Do you vote on the minutes too?
Well, if the recommendations are in the minutes, then I have to give the minutes to the council for them to be able to go forward with
them. Okay, then we're unclear.
That's okay. It's and that
go
could
back
be
and redo.
Yeah. We're new.
Growing pains.
But if there's anything you have there, Ms. Joy, that you'd like to discuss tonight, bring the council's attention, we can definitely do that. We've got this spot open just for that. We've talked about changing some of the ordinance dealing with the derelict properties.
Thank you.
And some of the things that we have talked about is adding a monthly fee for those properties, because we've given people notice and they haven't responded to that. We don't have a new ordinance worded about that, but that's something that we're working on. And Alec, can you remember anything else specifically?
It had been talked about monthly. It had been talked about just options of quarterly or semi. Something needed to be put in place as far as fees go. We were very adamant about that, though.
Yes.
The recommendation is that the ordinance needs to be tightened up a great deal.
Yes.
On a step-by-step process, because we were concerned that moving forward at this point, that there were some loopholes there.
Yes. And I think one of the things, too, that we talked about, whenever you initiate these ordinances, whenever it becomes, and I've talked to a couple of folks and told them that we're getting ready to move forward with the legal letter. Once they're notified your property is unsafe or your property has been considered condemned by the city council, then there are several things that have to just keep happening right after that. And someone has to keep all of that in order, which is another reason we needed another set of hands in City Hall, because that was a concern as well. And so those were a couple of the recommendations that were talked about that they wanted to come back to council with, about the consideration of you know, adding a fee, a monthly or quarterly fee to those things.
The only thing we've had in the past is the potential to fine.
Mm-hmm. What the ordinance is, go ahead, Brent.
So Jeff City has a derelict ordinance that if a house is in major disarray for like a residential property, it's $250 every 6 months. And then for a commercial property, it's $500 every 6 months. And it seems to be pretty successful for them, because, I mean, if you're getting charged $1,000 a year for a commercial property, that's more incentive for you to clean it up.
Right.
And that's kind of where the idea came from, is based off of Jeff City's ordinance.
That and the ordinance that we have, you know, there's several steps to it. So you notify them, you let them know this has happened, but it can carry on and drag on in court forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so during that process, a lot of times they're not doing anything to clean up or expedite the thing, but if they're getting charged, that will make a difference.
Another thing that you could do is invoice it at that point instead of fine or fee. If they have a house in the city that they live in a dilapidated residence, you could add it as a miscellaneous charge to a utility bill. So if it is not paid, they do not get utility service.
Well, it sounds like it'd have more teeth.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What is the legality on that?
I don't think there would be, because they're not in compliance with the city's ordinances. You know, like you, I mean, that's part of the ordinance. It's a law. You must do those things.
So you would have to make an ordinance.
You would have to back that for sure.
And what we need to do, what I think would be the best thing, and I think this is what planning and zoning was hoping for, and I may have been the one to let this ball drop, but we need to actually produce an ordinance to the council to be voted on so that we can have this going forward starting in April, mm-hmm. because we've got so many ahead of us that it's kind of looming large. And I think if we have a way to tell them, to say to them, look, we've inspected your property, it is condemned, can you work with us and tell us what you're going to do? This is going to be the situation. You know, give them 30 days, 60 days, and if they can't give us a plan and they are not doing anything with their property, then you will start being charged because the property is in this condition. Especially the properties, we have several properties in the town that are just dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
I know everybody is thrilled that the Dutch oven is down. It was sad to see something that was so precious in town at one point go. It was dangerous, and it was time. And so I think it would just help people understand that it's not that we are wanting to be mean or to cause a problem. It's that we want these things cleaned up for the betterment of the community, for the safety, for the simple fact that it messes with everybody around you, property value. And to be honest, guys, it messes with the morale of the town when everything looks run down. And so I think that planning and zoning has been great, and I think their desire here is, like I said, not to punish and penalize, but to help people understand how important this is for the community as a whole. And so that's their recommendations. I think they're good recommendations, and we will have an ordinance fixed up to present to council so we can get this moving forward. We'll do that for the April meeting. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Ms. Carroll. I appreciate Ms. Joy. Alec, I appreciate you all who are working on that committee, and y'all are going to get to do some really fun things Thursday night. So, got exciting things ahead. We've got exciting things ahead. Very thankful for the people that have been contributing to this, Mr. Burns and that group of folks that are cleaning up. I know Miss Janice can see out her can see all kinds of daylight. So things are looking great. We're very happy about that. Okay. Any other discussion before we move into closed session? Did anyone have anything? Yes, sir.
Yeah, you asked if I wanted to say
yes,
something.
Yes, you're welcome.
And I listened to everything. So I do have some items that I would like to address.
Would you please tell counsel who you are, sir?
Okay. Do I need to come up here?
That'd be great.
My name's Kurt DeCiro. I left my business card in front of everybody. I work for Smith & Company out of Poplar Bluff. Worked with Brent and Mark Arnold on a previous study we did on drainage around Sunset Green, Carpenter, that whole area in there. Mayor asked me if we had submitted our qualifications for an upcoming paving and drainage grant that y'all were looking at through SCOCOG. We did. We do that quite often. With that study, we have really intimate knowledge of the problem areas in the city where all the drainage comes through. The residents that we're talking about Southwest Drive, it's interesting because it keys to a problem that your neighbor up the road, Koshkonog, had, and we are on their second drainage grant that they got approved, and they had two parallel roads that the bus would drive down, didn't have any way to go from one to the other, so they went down, they had to back out, and so the connecting used to be gravel was deeded over to the city, and we used that. One of your main things you look at to get a grant for paving is the hierarchy of needs, and that becomes the first thing, safety. The other is public use, so if you got school, business, city buildings that the pavement needs improvement or drainage, that gets you a lot of points. When you get down to residential area, it is who benefits the most for paving a section of street. So it can be a real long street if there's two houses on it versus a short street that's got 10 houses on it. Guess what? That 10 house one is going to get you the most mileage points on that application. So the problem brought up is safety, a school bus. And so that is something that if you were to add that in on your paving application, it would probably make it real hard for whoever's reviewing it at CDBG and Jeff City to go, well, we're marking that off because number one, it's safety and it's on school bus. So that was my main issue I wanted to touch on, since I found it interesting that overlap what we had done. A number of people were asking what kind of tax revenue would Jordan's bring in. Now, I heard gas tax. A lot of smaller communities. I don't deal with Poplar Bluff, even though I'm based out of Poplar Bluff. My biggest communities are Donovan, Piedmont, those areas. In this area, we work real well with Koshkonog, George Hunt. He was former mayor, trustee, current mayor, Jennifer Johnson, Piedmont, Wayne County, Koshkonog, again up the road, Bakersfield, Ozark County. So those are small communities that if we didn't do a good job laying the basis down for that hierarchy of needs, they probably wouldn't get a grant to accomplish things they couldn't do on their own.
Right.
So to back to that tax base, Dollar General, Reynolds County, community at $350,000, their half cent infrastructure tax that they have, that's a city ordinance, brings them in $50,000 to $53,000 a year. So
that's a community of $350,000.
Yes.
There's 2,224 of us here.
Right, but here's the thing. So that's all where that city is in relation to the nearest town. And I know Mammoth Springs is right down the road. Yes. You got West Plains up the road, but this is one of the only truck stop areas that could service over the road trucks. I know Koshkonong's got a little place up there, but it's not nearly as nice as that's going to be. I think that's...
Did you say that that money was just from Dollar General?
Yes.
From one store?
One store.
Well, I guess that's pretty good. It's just one store.
There's and that's why they make sure and put those up. A lot of businesses, you may see them locate just outside the city limit. That's disingenuous to the population. Dollar General does a real good job of being inside the city limit, so they fund and the tax revenue comes into the city coffers.
You did this in 21, or was it 21?
Yes.
Okay. Did you do a project with the city at that point?
No. Go ahead.
Mark reached out to him to do the study, and you came and worked with Mark primarily. Didn't
right.
You? That's right.
Yeah, and at the time that was going, we got done, and we had talked with Mark, and his big project back then was getting the, oh, that's the other thing, Jordan, bringing them in. So for the community, DRA, Delta Regional Authority, that is a federal direct-funded office centered around job creation. So that's probably why they initially jumped in on Jordan. So if you're looking at funding, especially if you got the 10 other plots of 1 acre, and you can somehow tie what you're trying to do there to job creation. In other words, got other businesses that want to come in, Delta Regional Authority will absolutely fall over themselves to provide you money if you can tie that to future job generation. So.
Well, I appreciate your time, sir, and I appreciate you bringing this study and sharing it with us. As we go forward with that 5-year comprehensive plan, there'll be a lot of requests for RFQs and different things like that. And it helps to know that you've already been here and done some things. That's very encouraging.
That was not a short-term study either. That was
right.
A few.
Quite involved.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you very
You're
much.
Welcome.
We appreciate you being here. Anyone else before we go to close?
I just have a quick question. I was going to ask Brent, how much is the city part of the tax that's paid? Somebody pays tax, how much of it is city? Is it 2%, almost 3%?
Yes, it's 3%.
About 3%.
It seems like a lot, but it's not enough.
I was just trying to think of sales tax, what you could generate.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yes, Logan?
Would you share what the special call business meeting was on at 1 o'clock here? Was that last week or earlier?
The emergency call.
Okay. I had to think, Logan. I had to think a minute. Yes, we were trying to get the permit through with MoDOT, and they had sent an ordinance for me to sign that we signed on January the 15th that was supposed to give me permission to sign documents for MoDOT. Well, MoDOT decided they didn't like their ordinance.
The one that they sent to us.
The one that they sent to us to sign. They made us change some of the wording in their own ordinance, and we had to meet and get that signed as quickly as we could so we could go forward with work, so we could get that permit. Our contractor was wanting to get his store open, and he couldn't without the permit. So that's why we called it an emergency meeting, because we needed to be able for me to sign so he could move forward. And that is what it was for. So thank you so much for coming tonight. Thank you for your kind participation. We are going to go into closed session. We will probably come back out and open. Our closed session tonight is per real estate and personnel.
Second.
Okay, a second. Got a motion from Stephen. Everybody in favor?
I was going to hang around, but I was going to see if one of you two would be interested in talking to Matt from Jordan's about Chamber.
Sure.
Yes, absolutely.
Sure. You all already have that connection.
Thank you. Yeah. The owner of Jordan's
Yep, just tired. Yep. Probably a couple of weeks. So, yeah, we'll see. Okay.